AJIM, we called it. It was named after Jimmy Stewart because he owned the radio station. And anyway, we didn't have much of a news back. We didn't have any news department at all. And the UPI machine in the corner, you remember those clacking along there? But it was a Friday morning, as I remember. And we'd carry the president's speech in downtown Fort Worth that morning. And then we were just going about our daily activities when all hell broke loose.
So the UPI machine, did it start all the bells and whistles?
Yeah, all the bells and whistles that used to listed right on the machine what would happen. You have all these national emergency things or bulletins and everything. And it started ringing, and as I remember it, the first line was something to the effect that shots were heard near the presidential motorcade. That's how I remember it. And I happened to be in the newsroom. We did everything at a little radio station. I did the morning news, and then later in the day I would do spin records. We were the kind of a station that would play 40s and 50s music, you know, standards like that. And so we were spinning the records away. I was in the newsroom, and that's when the bells and whistles went off, and the first line came across about shots fired near the presidential motorcade.
And that was followed. Who read it on the air? Did you take it to?
I immediately read it on the air, and then I came in each bulletin come across. I would I read it on the air, and then I was the program director at the station as well. So I had to make the decision. I said, "Well, as soon as the words came across that the president was shot, I said we can't keep playing these love songs from the 40s and 50s." So I suggested they just play instrumental religious music to get away from the regular format. And we, every few seconds, new information would come across, and we put it on the air, and that was about all we could do. There wasn't a news department. And then we did like everybody else. We turned to television, and as they started doing a continuous coverage and began following it throughout the weekend.
Did you have phone lines? Were you able to open up the phone lines and talk to the community?
No, we had nothing like that. There was no talk programming on the station. This was just a little daytime radio station that, you know, went off with the sunset.
And Fort Worth is pretty close to Dallas, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's 30 miles away. The president went out to Carswell Air Force Base.
How did your small community react?
I was in my mid-20s, and I had a couple of kids. We had made plans to go to the circus. Ringling Brothers was in town at the Cow Palace, it's called, in Fort Worth. And they, of course, canceled that. And then throughout the week, the Jack Ruby thing and how he shot Lee Harvey Oswald in the basement of the jail. And, of course, we're all across the nation just glued to this on television constantly. And you ended up terribly depressed about it. You had to go to work, and we continued playing that jury music, you know, 3-4 days afterwards. Walked around in a daze. My wife and I had kind of an argument about the circus. They rescheduled it for the following Saturday, and I didn't want to go. I didn't feel like it. And she said, "Well, you promised the kids." So we ended up going to the circus, and they stopped it during the middle of it, that big ceremony and solemn ceremony about JFK in the middle of the Cow Palace in the middle of the circus.